This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Here we are. We want to bring in right now, big sports weekend on the horizon. Our sports director, great friend of the show, Jeff Hathorn, joins now. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Colin.
Hello. Have the injury report for the Steelers become clearer as we get through this? And there's also injury news with the Pitt Panthers as their kicker's out. Did you see this?
He's out sick. Like, who is around him? Like, how is he not isolated in a bubble somewhere? But yeah, that's disappointing news, because you feel like if Pitt's where they want to be, the kicker's going to play a big part of it. Now, that being said, they had a close competition in camp. So hopefully the guy who actually ended up being three, because the number two guy left, Sam Carpenter, can come through.
Yeah, and the Steelers, are they healthy, or at least as healthy as you can be?
So Alex Highsmith, outside linebacker, out, a pectoral injury. It's the third different injury he's had already this season, which really stinks, because a couple of weeks ago he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week and had been playing really well. So not having him, that's a blow for the Steelers. Isaac Seumalo is a questionable, so probably more of a game-time decision. He is also dealing with a pectoral injury. He missed the last game. So, I mean, that's key injury news. And Darius Slay, the starting corner, will not play. So James Pierre is going to be a starting corner as they go against the best tandem of receivers in the NFL.
James Pierre, boom or bust guy, always kind of has been. Let's start with Saturday, though. That's tomorrow, Pitt and Notre Dame. This one, to me, has had a vibe much the same, and I think I sat near you for this game way, way back. Do you remember when it was Charlie Weiss and Dave Wannstedt's both first game with their new programs, so to speak?
And
you remember that? Samardzija came in, Brady Quinn. I think Tom Zabikowski was on that team. Notre Dame ended up swarming them, and that was very early in the year. But the buildup to it was gigantic. The buildup kind of feels the same here, Jeff. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most buildup I've seen for a game in Pittsburgh.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was the last game of Pitt Stadium, and the Panthers pulled that one out. They were heavy underdogs. John Terman was the quarterback for Pitt back then for Walt Harris, and they found a way to get a win. Like, that was an exciting game. So there have been some big games here, but this one, Pitt's won five straight. And, you know, if you look at it objectively, while Jeremiah Love's a really good tailback for Notre Dame, like, the exciting player offensively is on Pitt's side. And a true freshman, Mason Heinschel, like, he's now starting to get a lot of attention nationally, and this is a big opportunity, not just for the Panthers, but for him to really cement himself as, if not one of the best young players, maybe one of the best quarterbacks in the nation.
I have talked about this, is the state of college football, or the enjoyment of college football, even if you hate them. Is it more enjoyable when Notre Dame's good?
Yes. Yes, for that very reason, because for as many, and it's, and they are the polarizing, they're the Yankees, they're the Cowboys, whatever team you want to put them, but Notre Dame, like, there aren't many people are kind of like, eh, Notre Dame. It's you love them or you hate them. And the thing about them is they've got fans everywhere. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of them that they bought their tickets early. Pitt fans at 2-2 are probably like, eh, I don't know. Notre Dame fans bought up a ton of tickets. We'll see how many show up in the stands, but we're going to see a good percentage of the other blue and gold.
Maybe to tie in the whole weekend, as they're not playing tonight, they're playing tomorrow, but it feels as if Notre Dame is on a heavy path to try to get McKeesport running back Keymon Spell. One would think they may visit him this weekend or at least talk to him, but they're playing tomorrow. Is this is that something you hear as well?
Yes, and he loved his visit there. And in fact, one of the touchdowns he scored last week, he did a celebration that mimicked the celebration that Notre Dame's running back does. So that probably tells you that they're a front runner, if not a big contender for him. And if you look at the teams that focus on the run game, like, it's hard to find a team that does it more than Notre Dame, and probably will continue to do it more than Notre Dame, which is a big advantage. I mean, listen, Pitt wants to run the football, but Notre Dame is really committed to it, and that's going to make Keymon Spell's decision. I mean, unless somebody really, you know, comes up with a financial offer that beats Notre Dame, I would say that he's probably going to end up being a Fighting Irish.
Sunday, Steelers, quick turnaround. Will we be talking about the state of the actual playing field at Acrisure Stadium?
Yeah, let's hope not. Potentially, yes. Because they're going to do one more resodding, but that's not going to be until after the WPIAL championships. So, I mean, they weren't on it last weekend, neither of them. So what you hope is that rain stays away, like it's scheduled to, until well after the game. They can cover the field after they make whatever changes or touch-ups they need to do, and have it, you know, as best condition they can for Saturday, in a way. I mean, I don't know. Does it help the Steelers if it's bad for footing for guys who aren't used to it, like the Bengals receivers?
Is Aaron Rodgers getting a pass of sorts because of his history and because he's one of the greats? And if his name wasn't Aaron Rodgers and he had the same output, we'd be criticizing him more as a city?
Maybe, but I think this, and myself included, if 2 weeks ago you asked me who's the MVP of the Steelers, I would have said Aaron Rodgers. And I think most people would have. So the fact that he's had a bad game, I mean, the game against the Colts wasn't great, but they won. But last week was horrible. I think he gets a pass because he's been so much better than people anticipated. And, you know, for a couple of games this year, it's actually like the Steelers have a real offense, unlike what we've seen for most of the last 5 years.
If it is windy, as it's predicted for Sunday, does that take away Cincinnati's penchant to throw that deep ball? And we know that they'd like to throw the deep ball.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit. But you know what Cincinnati did to allow themselves those passing yards? They were able to run it. I mean, they ran for almost 100 yards more than their season average in that game against the Steelers. And that really opened up everything. If the Steelers can't stop that run, I don't care what the wind is, Cincinnati's going to have success offensively. I mean, they've scored 80 points in the last two games. Both are losses, which is astounding. I mean, these guys score points. The thing is, they give up a ton.
Yeah, they do. That is, I never thought of that. And did you happen to catch PennDOT's act that they're shutting the parkway between 6 and 6 for spurts? That's pretty great planning, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, those schedules, they just came out, didn't they, the sports schedules?
Yes. Apparently, they're going to shut the tunnels during the NFL draft is the way they're going to do it.
Yeah, that'd be another great idea. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's emergency, but it's like, oh, come on, man. I realize we live in a cocoon world here in sports, but, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, last thing for you. If Jerome Bettis goes to the game in full Notre Dame gear, and he went there, will anybody heckle the bus?
I don't think so.
No.
Because he's a Hall of Famer.
He's going to pass.
If Chase Claypool shows up in full Notre Dame gear, I think all bets are off.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, if you could go to this Pitt-Notre Dame game with one person, who would it be? You know who my answer was? Rocky Blyer.
Oh, that's a good one. I would have said, God rest his soul, Beano.
Oh, I mean, come on. Dead or alive, that changes my answer. Absolutely, Beano. 100%. Jeff, you're the best. You're going to have a great weekend. Lots of great stuff going on in town. You're there to cover it, as always, for us. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.